GoldQuest has been active in the DR for over a decade now. You have assembled, Bill, a large land package of grassroots as well as advanced properties. Even your grassroots projects are probably worth quite a bit more right now after your discovery. Can you give us a brief history of GQC and the DR, and what are your plans for your other holdings right now?
Well, the companies entered the DR in about 2001. It then attracted Goldfields, the South African major gold company, to come in on a 50-50 joint venture. And they funded the first $6 million of exploration. Once they'd spent that, they converted their 50-50 joint venture status to a shareholding. And in fact, Goldfields hold 12.5% of our company in shares and 1.5% royalty on this discovery area. So that was good. That was all funded on someone else's coin for the first few years, out of which came the discovery of these areas. The whole land position we have there, the maximum you're allowed in the Dominican Republic is 30,000 hectares per company, which we have, very close to that. And we've tied up, there's only two companies in this formation, the Tireo formation, where this discovery has been made. So pretty much there's no further discovery, no further land there available in that region to be taken. So yeah, I mean, we'll be going back to what we found before, and we'll be accelerating our programs.
You have some big players in your sandbox in the DR, do you not?
Well, that's right. I mean, there are people in all the major companies whose sole job is to look for exploration success in the juniors, and so obviously a number of phone calls have arrived in our company. Obviously, the Barrick and Goldcorp are in the Dominican Republic, and in fact, Newmont, which is another American gold company, very, very large company, they're in the same belt, but they're just across the border in Haiti. So we have three of the world's biggest gold companies who are in the local, who are on the island. And there's been expressions of interest from pretty much everybody because they want to see what's going on. You know, and geologically, why are we getting such a big intersection? And it's, with this, 230 meters top to bottom is something that would certainly get the attention of the majors, because these holes of this size are very rare.
In terms of a potential mine at your La Tres Palmas project, Bill, what is the surrounding infrastructure like? Do you see any potential hurdles in terms of a possible mine in that area?
Well, it's very premature to say. We are in the mountains. It is pretty hilly country. To get up there right now, you can drive right to the property. In fact, this new discovery hole is only 500 meters from our core shack, where our field HQ is located, and 200 meters from a road. So it's very easy to get to the site. If you came to mining or something like that, you'd have to put the last sort of 15 kilometers of road, you'd have to upgrade so you can get 40-foot containers up it. Right now, the road is a rough track for four-wheel drive vehicles. So anyway, let's hope we have that challenge ahead of us.
Yeah, that's a good problem to have, right? Oh, yes, that's a good problem to have.
No doubt you've been incredibly busy the last couple of weeks, Bill. You've been through this before, however. You do have some experience at this. Are you getting much sleep these days?
Well, it's been very busy. I mean, I've been involved in a similar discovery in another company called Aurelian before, and so I recognize the same kind of sleeplessness. It's obviously got a lot of attention, and the most important thing is to try and give people the information they need without being over-promotional, yet making sure that people are aware of what's going on. And that's especially as our shareholding basically varies from here in Vancouver all the way to Switzerland over 9 or 10 time zones. The phone does ring off the hook. But that's okay, because we've done what we wanted to do to finance this, and now we can move to the technical side of things while keeping the market fully informed.
Yeah. What is your strategy, Bill, on releasing future results? You're just about to get going here on more drilling after your discovery hole. What is your strategy in terms of releasing results from this next round of step-out drilling?
Well, I'd like to see what's in the drill holes before figuring out what to do. I mean, we're drilling in such a pattern that we want to get some insight into how the mineralization extends laterally, which is why we're drilling all around the existing hole. One hole throws up as many questions as it throws up answers. So what I'd like to do is, before saying how we're going to release it, let me see what comes out of the ground. Having said that, we have got analysts, there's a whole series of analysts going to see the property next week, and they'll see the core coming out of the ground. And if there's anything significant in there, we will be posting it on the website, the photographs of the core, so that we are evenly disclosing this material to the whole market rather than just the selected analysts who've gone to the site. Mm-hmm. And I think we want to keep that open book going. We've been very, very open in terms of our publicity. We put all the logs on the website. We put photographs of the core from top to bottom on the website. And we put all the assay results on the website as well, so that anybody can come have a look at, and the information is all there laid out with some guidance in terms of the text and the narrative. Mm-hmm. But basically there, so everyone has an equal look at what we're doing. Because as you look at a discovery like this, there's so much, it's a great big hole, but people will have to think about what it might mean. Mm-hmm. I mean, one person may think one thing, someone may be a bit more bullish because they know this deposit type better. Mm-hmm. Give them all the information, people make their minds up.
How would you say the Romero discovery rates, Bill, at this early stage with other discoveries you have seen and have been involved with directly before?
Well, this initial hole is about the same length and grade of metal-contained metals as the discovery hole in the Arillian resources in Ecuador. Mm-hmm. And that deposit eventually had the best drill hole in history. Was in that deposit. So let's hope, you know, that this is just one hole. Before that was sold to Kinross for over $1 billion, and that was only 18 months after the discovery. They'd drilled dozens and dozens of holes. Mm-hmm. So this thing could be a big one, or it could fizzle out in the next 6 weeks. So
it's still early days, but so far it's looking pretty good.
Yeah, you don't get holes like this very often. This is probably, as far as I can tell, the best drill hole in the world of the last 18 months.
Bill Fisher, I know you're extremely busy. Thank you very much for your time here today. We really appreciate it. So do our listeners. Congratulations again on the great results. Good luck going forward. And the invitation is out there, obviously. We hope to have you back on BMR for an update in the near future.
Thanks very much. A pleasure. Pleasure to speak to you. And let's hope we can keep the good news going.
Thanks, Bill. You've been listening to a special audio feature on BullMarketRun.com, where we do bring you home run opportunities in the junior resource sector.